This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey dude, I'm so cool. I think that Richard Branson's misunderstood. So when I see that he's in a race with Jeff Bezos to be the first billionaire in space, my first thought was, wake up, Ed. Forget about your dream to sell kimchi donuts out of a horse box in Rocky Bay. It's time to raise your sights and shoot for the stars. I got on to my friend Kai from school. He's totally the dude when it comes to designing stuff, and he can't see any reason why I shouldn't repurpose my horse box as a really sick space vehicle. If this doesn't impress the Brazilian chicken samba practice, nothing will. So Audrey, would you like to be on the maiden flight? Ed, Ballon Temple.
It's been a while since I heard the words Audrey and maiden in the same sentence. I thought this was the worst invitation I received in my life. But then I remembered that time I was asked to judge a fashion show in Boherbui. Hashtag so many frocks.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Balladesmond. I have a sister living above in Dublin. You'd swear she never set foot in North Cork the way she talks, like she has a packet of bun buns inside her mouth. She was down with her new man, Hugo, over the bank holiday weekend, and it was all, oh, Rosaline, have you ever thought of watching BBC Four to improve your diction, particularly when we have visitors? Hugo's father has a huge yacht. Well, didn't I drop every H in sight just to get back at the old bitch? I never said 33 as much in my life. She went back to Dublin on Monday, thank God, and I thought no more of it. Until didn't I get a WhatsApp voice message from Hugo's father on Wednesday saying he'd seen a video of me acting the clown and would I like to sail around Ireland with him on his huge yacht? I got onto him and I said, sorry now, Hugo Senior. Is it a performing seal you're looking for or a partner in passion? Well, wasn't he straight back with a photo I won't describe in public? So, like, do you think I should go? Rosaline Balladesmond.
My friend Anita struggles with sex addiction. We call her Anita Man. I said, what would be your take on sailing around Ireland with an ancient millionaire? She said, I'd need proof that he can hoist a spinnaker. I said, is that a double entendre? She said, no, it's a single entendre. You hardly think I'm talking about sailing.
Come here. What's the story about being out in the Lash 5 nights in a row? Myself and Dual Dahl went out with Budgie and his old Dahl Monday there to celebrate the reopening of the pubs. I tell her, it was great not having to stand with a paper cup in your hand all night. But you'd miss the freedom of having a slash in the river, like. Mind you, Dual Dahl said, she hardly misses it at all. I suppose it's no joke, trying to squat above a 20-foot drop after 4 porn star martinis. Anyway, along comes Tuesday, and we're off out in the Lash again, because you never know when they'll reimpose the lockdown, like. Same again Wednesday, although I was having a fierce old struggle with the heartburn. I'm starting to think we should take a night off. Do you know, recharge for the weekend, like. But I'm afraid to suggest anything to Budgie, in case he thinks I'm some kind of dry balls from Switzerland. So, like, what's the best way to tell an Irishman you've had enough of the gat? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool?
My neighbour knows a bit about this. He runs a walking group for people who are off the booze. I said, what kind of reaction do you get when you tell people you're off the drink? He said, it's incredibly quick. I said, the reaction. He said, no, the speed they run away from me. Hashtag, we don't like it when you give up.
It's getting anxious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who know how much you paid for your Birkenstocks. Ellie _ not smelly was on first thing this morning to say she's up to 90 because her son Ewan is starting his leaving cert. Lorna _white Range Rover said, it can be hard focusing on your own needs with an anxious young adult around the house. Ellie was straight back with, who cares about that? If people hear that I have an 18-year-old child, it will just advertise that I'm old and weak, and predator women like Emer Cronin Buckley will start to hit on my Ken. Fifi _2 white Range Rovers came on then and said, the best thing to do when you feel threatened is to spend loads of money in a way that makes you look caring, which is why anyone worth their salt in Crookhaven is wearing limited edition Birkenstock sandals. Look at me, I'm a loaded hippie. Well, Audrey, no one told me about this. Is the loaded hippie look a thing this season in West Cork? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang my friend there in West Cork and said, what's the difference between a loaded hippie and a real hippie? She said, a loaded hippie pretends to love the environment, while a real hippie pretends to love their parents, so they'll keep sending them $5,000 a month.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.